Shalom, haverim.
Hello, friends. The groups on duty today are Spain 1 and Italy 1, and we're going to move to Spain 1, please.
Hola, amigos. Buenos días, buenas noches, buenas tardes, buenos lo que sea, porque cuando los amigos se juntan, solo hay bondad, alegría.
Hello, friends. Good day. We always feel this joy and upliftment of the Creator, such a beautiful, wonderful sensation. The heart trembles. We are in this beautiful, wonderful calm with all the students of the Creator. These sensations that come to us, this life enters us because we need to be the means for all of humanity. We need to be the transition for the whole world, for the peace for the whole world. Every night, every morning, every day, every moment, our connection. We show the Creator that we want Him, that we are convinced that we have the force, the rich, the depth, the feeling, the decision to come to Him. And we want to give it to Him and to the humanity that all that they need, that they will have. So we're preparing ourselves, friends, for a special morning together with the Italy group, which is huge and great and wonderful. So please, adelante, Italy.
Sì, amici, buongiorno. È bellissimo tutte le notti, un'emozione gigantesca.
Good morning, friends. It's very beautiful, the feelings to come to the morning lesson every day and to be with the world Kli. So huge, so great, so connected. And to be a part and feel, to be influenced by all this light. This immense joy, being illuminated by the light, is great excitement. And the fact that we have the opportunity to be a part and to invest and work for this Kli is something that brings so much joy every day, every night. Understand how important our efforts are for the sake of everyone. L'chaim, friends.
We will move to a source excerpt from the article of Rabash. When a person wants to work for the sake of heaven and not for his own benefit, then with everything he does, he sees that there's nothing there for the benefit of the Creator. It's all for his own self-benefit. In that state, he feels that he has nothing. He is empty of everything. And that empty place can be filled only with a pomegranate, which means if he goes above reason, which is called Homemut, the loftiness of the Creator, meaning he should ask the Creator to give him the strength to have faith above reason in the greatness of the Creator. Again, when a person wants to work for the sake of heaven and not for his own self-benefit, then with everything he does, he sees that there is nothing there for the benefit of the Creator, but it's all for his own self-benefit. In that state, he feels that he's got nothing and he's completely empty, and he can fill this place only with a pomegranate, meaning if he goes above reason, which is called the exaltedness of the Creator. In other words, he should ask the Creator to give him the strength to have faith above reason in the greatness of the Creator. Spain 1.
Question for Active Workshop. How can we now go above reason and make the empty space, fill it with the greatness of the Creator?
Question for an active workshop. How do we rise above reason in order to fill the emptiness with the greatness of the Creator? Again, how do we rise above reason in a way that the emptiness will be filled with the greatness of the Creator?
How do we rise above reason now? So that this emptiness will be filled with the greatness of the Creator. Only in the connection between us. This is the kli to reveal the greatness of the Creator, to give Him to the whole world.
Also the action of connection, if it's above reason, it's connection. That's the point of choice, to rise, what a person chooses.
Nullification, the much he tries. You see, we're sitting all together, and already somewhat, each makes some step towards the ten, and already we're incorporated in something. And already there's some rising above the thing that we're accustomed to, he said.
And to do it now, we're asking that instead of the emptiness, we'll have exaltedness of the Creator between us. To ask Niv.
The emptiness is what comes to our assistance here. We can know certainty, not at the expense of the will to receive, out of helping one another. And the help is only in reminding us that that emptiness comes from none else besides Him, so that we turn to Him together. Eyal.
And all the friends described can be done only with the help of the Creator. So what we have to do is pray, ask the Creator to see the greatness of the Creator, the friends, and then we can continue this work. Eitan.
The emptiness is meant for covering it with exaltedness. And exaltedness is actually for us to remember who we're serving. What a great privilege we have that we are serving the King, wanting to be like Him, wanting to be adhered to Him. And He also wants it. And from our connection, we feel this sensation, that this desire of the Creator. So that example that we give each other with the forces towards one another, we can hold on and rise above even more.
The emptiness is a lever by which to rise to gratitude. Emptiness is in self-love, and gratitude and joy is because we're all together here as one man and one heart, connected, and the Creator dwells within us. And if we are all together, integrating, thinking about each other, praying for each other, together with the Creator, then we're in a totally different place of joy. L'chaim.
Domanda per workshop silenzioso.
A question for silent workshop. We pray to the Creator. We ask for Him to enable us to see His greatness in the friends. Again, a silent workshop.
Domanda per workshop silenzioso.
We pray to the Creator and ask Him to enable us to see His greatness in the friends.